Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea, the podcast where we take baby steps through life so we can properly grow and glow. Now, small recap first, if you want to, if you will, the last episode that I did was basically me mouthing off positive affirmations. And I thought that would be a good idea because we're going through so much, just shit globally. We're going through a lot. And I just think that it'll be something, I thought that it'll be a good tool that people could use. Or maybe just you pop by and listen to it and it just uplift you in some way. So if you want to, go and take a listen to the last episode. But we are here for relationships now with this episode. It's going to be a series that I do. And I've always wanted to do a podcast on relationships simply because relationships have always interested me. They've always been just a source of like, so you do it this way and you do it this way. Interesting. You would think with all these romantic comedies and, you know, the way that romance is pushed on us, in America, but I'm gonna go ahead and say worldwide. You get this idea of what romance or a romantic relationship should be. We usually see, you know, two people, you know, falling in love or, you know, trying to get to that point or fighting for each other, and then it's a happy ending. Very Disney. But it's not always like that. And everyone has a very different definition of what a relationship is. And I think that's how, or I think that's why a lot of us, or some of us, run into problems when dating. Because that very basic conversation is missed a lot of times. Like, what do you think a relationship should be? Or what is a relationship for you? And then we get with these people and it's like, oh, that's how you thought relationships went. Wow. So, from friends, family, associates, shit, random people I see in Walmart telling me about their life story and relationships, I've just grown to be so interested in how we're different in something that is seemingly, I guess, defined one way. But we're seeing now that a relationship is very different to different people. So, I did a Google form and I just asked a very basic question. Define what a romantic relationship is for you. And like I said before, you would think it would be like, or I guess maybe it's just me, but I thought maybe the responses would be kind of similar. Which some were, but some were like, whoa. So I guess it was like the best of both worlds. Some responses were similar, some were like very off to the left. Well, I can't say off to the left because that's how they view relationships. So I guess for me, I have a Disney romantic comedy type of mind frame when it comes to relationships. I should not have read a lot of books when I was, you know, coming to be, when I was growing up, because those romanticized versions of relationships can really skew how you navigate relationships. And that's why I'm 30 and single. So, during this podcast or during this episode, don't look at me like I'm the guru of relationships. Because, like I just said, I'm 30 and single. So clearly, I don't know shit. Or clearly, I haven't been doing it right because maybe things would be different. So just take things with a grain of salt. I am not the master. I'm not Iyanla. I'm not any of that. I'm going to give you my definition. And I'm going to read off a couple of others. And we're going to go from there. So, but before all of that, I just want to give a quick, I want to do a quick break and then I'll be back and we can continue. So, here we go. So, now that we are back from our break, let's all take a deep breath before we get into these these lovely responses. And I'll share mine first, though. First, let's take a deep breath. Release and shake out the jitters. Woof. All right. So, define what a romantic relationship is for you. For Selene, a romantic relationship for me is me and another guy, and that's it. You gotta make the, you have to define these things. I'm learning it in 2020 and shit from beyond and before. You have to put these things plain out. You like, you just have to say stuff like that, like me and another guy, and that's it. So for me, a relationship is me and one other person, which is a guy or a man. And we, of course, we love each other. We build together. We help each other achieve goals. We check each other on behaviors, you know, gently. And we're just there for each other. It's, for me, it's like being in a relationship with your best friend. And I don't know. Like, when I say that out loud, it sounds all like hopeless romantic type. Some hopeless romantic type of shit to say. But I really do feel like that. I really do feel that way. That's what it is for me. It's me being in a romantic relationship with my best friend. That's how I define a romantic relationship. Everything that you do with your best friend, the comfortability, the laughs, the giggles, the connection, the love, the care, the support, all of that. But you're just, it's like your best friend, but you're romantically involved. Might be hard to come by, but I definitely believe in it. I think those are like the best relationships. Like, when it's like you're dating your best friend, and it's not weird. It's like you, the connection is so strong. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say. When the connection is super strong, you can completely be yourself. They can be themselves. They can have their own individual life. I can have my own individual life. But it doesn't make us feel like we're not connected. Like, we can give each other space without feeling like we're losing that connection or that bond. Because we respect that while we are together as a couple or in this relationship, we are still individuals who have different interests, different hobbies, different likes, different dislikes. Maybe you like, Mary J. Blige. Maybe I like Beyonce. Maybe you like going to museums. I like going to the gun range. Like, it's just those type of things that we can do separately, and we can invite, you know, our partner along to or along with us with to these things. But if we want to do them individually, there's no love lost. I feel like that's what I would want, or that's how I define a romantic relationship. You know, just, I want to say simple, but I feel like relationships aren't simple. So that's what it is for me. Basically dating your best friend. Let's see. I want to get into some of these responses, but first let me get into some stats. So the responses were amazing. I'll say that. You had the choice to either be, give your name or be anonymous. Most of my responses came from Black or African American people. As far as gender identity, most of my responses came from men, and a few came from women, which is good. I like to see what they like to say. Sexual orientation, about half came from people who identify themselves as gay. I got some responses from some bi people and the straights. Also, I like that. I love to see how their relationships are. It's like so interesting to me. Oh, and maybe I shouldn't say the straights. Yeah, maybe that's offensive. I don't know. Is it? We'll find out. But something that did really interests me is the age range. Most of my responses came from people in between 25 to 35. And that's like definitely where I'm at. So I was like, I got a few responses from people that were 35 to 44 and 45 to 54. So we got a good range, and I'm super excited about this. So let me go to the responses. Okay, I'm just gonna like randomly pick. So, all right, let's see. Okay, we got a response from a anonymous African American female. She defined, her definition was spending quality time with your significant other. Okay, that's definitely a important component of a romantic relationship. I don't know if I would define that as what a romantic relationship is for you, but it's definitely something that is important. Relationships. All right, no, I don't want to read that one. Okay, we're gonna read this one. Okay, this response is from a gay black male, 25 to 35, and his response is, "For me, a romantic relationship is a relationship where both people are enamored." Ooh, that's like a Mariah Carey word. "With each other and have a mutually enjoyable time being in each other's lives." All right. It doesn't have to equate to being super affectionate or very vocal about the relationship, but the deeper emotional connection must be there in order to qualify as a romantic relationship. I like that. I like that response. I feel like, let me see, let me break this shit down. Enamored. Okay, I like that. Where we're, super into each other. And you know what? That's important to me too. That we mutually enjoy being in each other's lives. It's not like we're just in a relationship and we're just going through the motions to shit pay bills and support each other, like more so financially or something. But it's like I enjoy you. Like I like you and I love you. 'Cause that's woo, that's a whole thing. I've seen it where couples love each other, they will do everything for each other. They will be there, regardless of what comes up. But they just don't like each other. You can just feel the energy. It's like, ooh, do y'all like each other? And it's like, no. So let's go to another response. Let's see. Okay. This is from another black gay man. 25 to 35. He defines a romantic relationship as open communication, vibrant energy, and can tackle situations together. Okay. I can dig that. Open communication, very important. Let me know what is going on and make the space comfortable to communicate. 'Cause one thing I was doing in my last relationship was I was always preaching like, communicate with me, just say, what it is. But I wasn't making the space comfortable for that communication to be. So that's very important. Open that communication up. Vibrant energy. I like that word. And can tackle situations together. That's very important. You need to be a team. So I like the definition. Moving right along. Oh, okay. We have a response from a black gay female, same age range. Oh, okay, honey. Her definition of a romantic relationship is a relationship where my partner pays attention to my needs just as well as my wants. Okay. Very important. I can see that. You definitely want someone who, I feel like while communication should be open and while you should say what you want and say what you need, it does help sometimes if a partner just pays attention to you and they can just like know like what to do. But you don't want someone like reading your or feel like they have to read your mind. So a confirmation of, oh my God, yes, thank you for doing that. I love that. Can really help if, you know, you haven't just expressed what you want. But if they do what you want and you haven't expressed it, it can help to be like, oh my God, thank you. I know I didn't say that, but that really helps me. You know, open communication and thanks. I like that. Okay. Let me see. Enough of the gays. All right. We have a response from a black female who is bisexual in the same age range. Okay. Her definition of a romantic relationship is a monogamous partnership where two individuals share resources. Okay. I can see that. See, her thing is monogamous. So, you know, two people, that's it. This is the cutoff. One, two, that's it. So, I get that. I like that. And where they are sharing resources. So, we are coming together and we're sharing things to get us both to that next level or that next stage in life. Maybe I have a car, you don't. So, we, you know, share. Or, you know, and resources can be things, they don't have to be like tangible things. They can be like your knowledge or, you know, things like that. So, I like their response as well. See, the ladies be having it, like, they be knowing what to say. Oh, okay. Oh, we have, let me see, I want another lady. Do I have another lady? I told you these responses were very, very, y'all, come on now. Let's see, they were very good. I can say that. Made me open my eyes to a lot of stuff because, like I said, a brother is 30 and single. So, let's see. All right. Looking for another one. Oh my God, I already know what this is. So, we have a response from a black woman. She is straight, same age range. Her definition of a romantic relationship is, a romantic relationship to me is going out of your way to do something for your partner or doing little things that is not a part of you and your partner's normal routine. Okay, so to me that sounds like the love language acts of service. And the way I grew up, that is definitely my love language. Like, I'm usually, so I definitely agree with this. I definitely like where she is coming from. I understand, I'm zoned in, and I got you. But like I said, it sounds like acts of service as a love language. And I relate to that because growing up, it wasn't a lot of like affection, but we definitely showed each other that we cared about each other through our actions. So, you know, helping with laundry, helping, you know, clean the house, or even like into adulthood, it was very much so, even like, I guess, like doing errands for a loved one, or like I said, household chores, or just, like she said, if it's not a part of your normal routine, you go out of your way to say, hey, I'm here to help, or I can do this for you if you don't have the time, or I see that you're tired, so I'll go ahead and do this, or I see that you're cleaning up, so I'm going to clean the bathrooms while you sweep the floor. You know, things like that. So I definitely think, I see you. I see you. Okay, let's go to the front. All right, who is this? Let's see, folks. Oh, another response from black gay male in the same age range. And he has written a paragraph. Whew, child. After I just got done walking this warehouse, I'm going to use a lot of breath. All right, let's get into it. Deep breath. Okay, for this young man, a romantic relationship is, a romantic relationship to me is a relationship that creates a foundation of openness. Ooh. And there's the individuals involved to be pillars for one another. It evokes emotions of vulnerability, but it does not feed on fears of the unknown. Who is this? It imparts the desire for those together to be willing to surrender to one another and lose part of themselves, the ego. Get it out of there. For it is the ego that keeps many relationships from being purely romantic in nature, as it creates dissent and untrust. Oh, I could just. Brava. Brava. This is it. This might be. I don't know. But yeah, a foundation of openness. There's the individuals to be involved, to be pillars for one another. Like, you definitely want to be with someone who you can lean on when times get tough. Like, that's important. And I know a lot of us handle, if you're anything like me, you're very independent. So it can be a challenge for you to let go of the independence and actively see that you can lean on someone. So that's important. He also says that it invokes emotions of vulnerability. So that's important as well. I think a lot of us are scared to be vulnerable in romantic relationships or just in affairs of the heart, period. Affairs of the heart, what the hell? But I think it's important. I think that's a part of relationships. It's scary. It's a risk. It's risky. Risk management is very risky. But that's part of relationships. It's risky, and you have to be vulnerable. And it can get scary. You can think you can put yourself out there, and especially if you have put yourself out there before or in the past and you've gotten hurt, it can be scary to completely open yourself up and bare your soul to someone and be like, "Oh my God, how are they gonna handle my heart and my soul? Are they gonna just be like, eh, and like throw them in the trash or throw them over their shoulder? Are they just gonna step on them?" Or if I show this vulnerability and this openness, are they going to receive it with love, kindness, and respect? And that's, I feel like, what we all want. We want someone who's gonna love us, treat us with kindness as well as respect. So yes, vulnerability. But I guess hopping on the subject of vulnerability, I like saying that word. It's something difficult that I struggled with it. I can definitely say that. Once you've been in relationships where you've like taken hit after hit after hit, it can get scary to be vulnerable with yet another person. You could think like, man, it's the same thing gonna happen, or that ego comes in, or that pride comes in, and you're like, I'm not gonna give as much. They're gonna have to be, show me openness before I show them openness, and you can really miss out on some good people. There are still good people in this world. If you follow me on Twitter, you know I'm always saying niggas ain't shit. But yeah. In some cases, yes. But there are some good eggs out here. And I know a couple. So if you need a hookup, holla at me. Let's see, what else did this response say? Being willing to surrender to each other, lose part of themselves. So yes, we basically went through all of this. So that was a good response. I like that response. So let's move right along. Wow. Oh my God. This is a response from a other who their gender identity, they identify as other, as well as their sexual orientation. They are a part of the age group, 25 to 35. So this is someone around my age, range. This person, oh my God. Their definition of a relationship, of a romantic relationship, is an emotion-based scam. It definitely, honey, let me take a sip. It can definitely, ooh, they hit the spot. It can definitely feel like a scam if you're dealing with scammers. And I say that because I feel as though some people can, I was literally just saying this on Twitter. I feel like some people can want the idea of you, but they don't really want you per se. You can probably have good morals and values as far as what you want to do in life, how you view relationships, XYZ 1, 2, 3. But that person may not just like you. Like it sounds crazy, but it's just like I've ran across it plenty of times where guys have told me, "Oh my God, you're like the perfect boyfriend. Da 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 da. You do this, you do that." And then it's like, "But you're constantly cheating on me." So it just makes me feel like maybe you like what I'm about or my core values, but it was just something about me that, and you, that just it wasn't giving you everything that you needed. So I definitely understand where this person is coming from. It can feel like an emotion-based scam when you're dealing with people who don't know themselves, who don't love themselves, and people who don't know what they want at that time. 'Cause I feel like some people in the dating world, they kind of want to I feel like some people want to hold you until they're ready to get to a place where they can fully, I guess, appreciate you and appreciate their relationship. I don't know if anyone has ever come across a relationship where it's like a person is constantly is fucking up, constantly, 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 and it's like it just seems like they love this person, but maybe they weren't done sowing their wild oats. Maybe they weren't ready for what this person was ready for. Maybe this person was ready for white picket fence, and the other person was just thinking that it was going to be like a high school boyfriend, girlfriend type of situation where like the relationship isn't taken super seriously, but we can definitely still be together and, you know, hunch on each other and things, you know? Like just a step above friends with benefits, but not quite what the person who wanted the white picket fence wanted. You know, like I'm gonna hold you here and basically hold you in place. Meanwhile, you could have been out and met someone who really wanted to be with you instead of someone who just wanted to keep you in a place or keep you up on a pedestal, but basically defile you all the time. Yeah, you get it or you don't. We're gonna move on. Oh, we have a response from a white woman. I sound funny saying these things. A straight white woman, let's just say that. She's in the age range 45 to 54. Let's see what she says. Okay. She defined her definition of a romantic relationship is a relationship where you can be your authentic self and be fully accepted, the deepest level of intimacy. Ooh. Yes. Yes. That is the goal. Let me be me. Let me, you know, wake up in the morning playing my salsa music, dancing around my blanket. And don't you look at me like I'm strange. Either you're going to join in or, you know, you're going to hype me up from the back. Hype me up while I turn into Selena. God damn, is that too hard to ask? But and being fully accepted, so I love that. And I agree. To me, that is like one of the deepest levels of intimacy. When someone accepts you for exactly who you are and not who they think you should be or not who they want you to be, that is some love right there. Like that is some, that's genuine. And I feel like we all want that, to be with someone who accepts all of us, our quirkiness, our weirdness. Our grossness, Like, you know, I don't know if anyone has been in those relationships, but I've definitely been in relationships where, let me just tell y'all this. I was dating this guy, and he was very keeping up appearances. And I'm very much so, you get what you get. I can jazz it up. I can jazz it up and look amazing. But sometimes I look like a hobo. And that's fine. Because I know I look amazing when I want to, which is all fine. But I was with this guy, and if you know me, like, my family's like from the hood, like, and I embrace the hood. And sometimes it comes out of me. And he would always just be like, oh my God, you're so ghetto. Or, oh my God, you're so loud. Oh my God, why you gotta say this? Why you gotta say stuff like that? And I would always be like, did you not know who you were dating? Like, did you think I was just some cutesy little gay who was just gonna sit around and bet his eyelashes and who's gonna be all just your trophy? Absolutely not. I'm a whole, like, I'm a lot. So you have to let me be a lot. Like, my Gemini-ness comes out. Like, I'm all over the place. I have so many interests. And I like to be me. Like, this is a kid who used to wear blankets on his head and cowboy boots when my mom was going to Walmart. So if you can't get jiggy with that, you can't get jiggy with me. Like, I'm just not about that keeping up appearance lifestyle. It takes too much. And besides, he was phony baloney anyway. He was literally keeping up appearances. Like it was just madness. So definitely, you know, I resonate with this. You can be your authentic self and be fully accepted. Deepest level of intimacy, I agree. Okay. No, I'm not gonna read that one. Oh, okay. So we have a response from a. Y'all are crazy. I love these. I should not have let y'all write in what race you are because the answers are just crazy. I know this person is a black woman, a straight black woman, but in race, she wrote in winner. Like, okay. But. I like know the best people, like for real. Oh my God, this response. Okay, she's in the age range of 35 to 44, so I'm gonna say that this is someone who has dipped a toe in a dating pool. They have swam in it. They have high dived into the dating pool. They're familiar. Like, she knows. Maybe she knows something we should. Let's get into her response. Define a romantic relationship. Her definition is romance is not real. Romance is not real. Oh my God. Okay, romance is not real. What's real is investing in each other. And each party individually reaping the benefits of what the other has harvested. Oh, I'm trying to get it together. I would say this. After my last relationship, I was definitely here. Like, I was definitely like, you know what? Fuck love. Love ain't shit. Love ain't real. You know, I am done. And there's still a tinge of that on the inside of me. I'm still kind of cynical. But the hopeless romantic is like overpowering. So it's defeating the cynicalness. But I can relate to this. Like, damn, sometimes you can look so hard for romance that it's like easier to just be like, look. Let's get this place. Let's pay these bills. You know, I'm finna help you with your shit. You finna help me with my shit. We're gonna uplift each other here or there. We gonna be there for each other. It's like a partnership instead of a romantic relationship. So I get it. Relationships can take you there. Where it's like, you know what? Is this for me? It doesn't seem like it. Like I said, I was definitely in that realm when I was like, I just spent 7 years of my life with someone and now I'm not with them. So I was like, yeah, romance is dead. But hey, I understand. I get it. Hey, invest in each other, uplift each other, and maybe we'll see you somewhere. And I'll be like, well, your way worked better than ours. Look at all you have. Because some of us trying this romantic shit, and baby, it is a struggle. Okay, somebody filled out the form 3 times. I'm like, did you forget? What's going on? So, oh my God. Okay, another response. Let me get myself together. This person is a bisexual black man. He's in the age range of 18 to 24, so he's a little young. He's a little spring chicken. He still got some things to do in this world. Let me say that for the lack of a better word. Y'all's responses. It's like I'm trying to keep it together on Saturday Night Live or something. Try not to laugh. But his definition of a romantic relationship is a financial fulfilling one. Y'all done just. Have we given up? Have we given up on love and we're just like, look, how can we combine our income so we can really ball out? Like, is that where we are? Is that where we are? I think some of us, clearly, from the last two responses, are fully right there. Like, some of y'all are like, forget it. And I'm just gonna find someone I can build an empire with. And that's it. I definitely understand. Because love, it's a gamble. For the lack of a better word. Now, I'm gonna do one more. Who the hell is this? Do I know a person with a name like this? We're gonna choose another one. I'm sorry, y'all. See, some of these responses are real, like, good, and some of them are like, some of them are, they're just, like I said, there's a range. I'm gonna pick one more. I'm gonna choose one more. Let's see here. Okay, we're gonna go with this one. Okay, I'm gonna do two more because I don't know about this. So this one is from a black gay man, 25 to 35, and his definition is, to me, a romantic relationship is understanding what my partner's needs and desires are before he does. It's daily affection, it's best friendship, it's a shoulder to cry on, it's endless massages. It's passionate in all aspects. Simply put, it's beautiful. I cherish it so much. I look forward to spending the rest of my life with him. That is very sweet. God, I can feel the cynicalness coming out of my voice. But that's very sweet. Yeah. I don't have anything else for that. But that's a very sweet definition of what a romantic relationship is for you. I definitely agree with the best friendship. Like, that would be so cool though. Like, just coming in the house and being like goofy and yourself or like being able to just talk freely and not to walk on eggshells. Like, so that's, I like that. I like it. Okay, y'all, I might have to just go through all of these because they. Oh, we got one from a couple. I'm definitely gonna read one of those. Okay. Anonymous. I like when y'all let me know who y'all are so I can like squeal and shit. Okay. This is from another black gay man. Same age range, 25 to 35. I like that, like, I'm getting a lot of like my age range because I can see, like, where are we? This is from someone in a relationship. So, a lot of the women were in relationships. I can actually say 3 out of 4 of the women I had respond were in relationships. So this is a nice change to have a black gay man's perspective who is in fact in a relationship. How's this working for y'all? And give me some tips, cause honey. Okay, his definition is, let me just read what he says. What does a romantic relationship? Okay, what is a romantic relationship to me is when my partner and I are connected mentally, emotionally, and physically on values and goals. When I say that, it could be things such as making sure to have date nights, no matter how busy life can get, spending intimate time together outside of being sexual with cuddles, massages, or even taking walks while having an in-depth, unfiltered conversation. When you are not, sorry, when you are not only that person's partner but best friend, see y'all, see? When you mentally connect with the person on values and morals, but also willing to compromise without doing harm to the relationship. I can go on and on, but this is a summary of what a romantic relationship is to me. And baby, that's where you're in a committed, serious relationship that is doing amazing. This response was, this is it, folks, to me. This is like, I could like copy and paste this onto mine. Like, that was amazing. Oh my God, see? Person's partner, but also their best friend, spending intimate time together. Like, a lot of people think intimacy is sex. Like, you know, we're intimate. And it's like, no. Like, intimacy is so much deeper than sex. You know what? Matter of factly, let me pull up the definition to intimacy. The definition of intimacy is. Close, see, here go a word. I'm gonna fuck this up because of my tongue. Close familiarity. I can never say that word. I'm sorry, y'all. Or friendship, closeness. That is what intimacy is. Like, we're very close. We have a friendship based on that closeness. Like, it doesn't always have to be sex. It can be like this person said, cuddles. Massages, taking a walk and just having an unfiltered conversation, maybe even just taking a walk and holding hands. I mean, like, it can be so much more. Like, this response was really, really good. Okay, let's move on. I'm gushing about it. Okay. Okay, oop. This is another black gay man, same age range, 25 to 35. He says, a romantic relationship is to be with someone who truly knows who you are in and out. Someone who challenges my mental and makes me want to be better. Good communication as well, and being honest. Sex comes after all of that. I like that too. Y'all have some really good responses. So, I'm gonna stop reading, going through the responses. They were all amazing. They really were. And it was interesting to have responses from men and women, people in relationships, people outside, people that's not in relationships. It was interesting to see that for some of us, we view it as a coming together of two worlds, but still being individuals, but also being best friends. So it's a duality aspect to it. Like, we can be both. We can be couples and still have individual lives, but also be intimate and support each other and uplift each other with our various goals or self-worth. Like, it's definitely possible. I think it just depends on who your partner is. I think that's what it really comes down to. And a part of why I wanted to do this podcast is to honestly help me. Like, I know I joked about it earlier, but I am 30 and I'm single. And I can admit that I've done relationships wrong in the past. Like, I just thought they were one way and it turned out I just had it wrong. So in seeing these responses, it's helped me to, like, I guess see where everyone is or see where some of the people are, especially in my city. Shoot, outside of my city, I hear responses across the damn country. But it's just like, wow. For the most part, it's the coming together of two worlds. And some of us do want that best friend, but you're my mate, my partner, my boyfriend, my girlfriend relationship. I've had relationships before where it seemed like I could only be the boyfriend. That's it. That was my role. That's what I was supposed to do. I couldn't have the kind of let your hair down moments like some of my exes had with their friends. I was literally just relegated to, this is your role, this is how I see you, boyfriend. And that's it. And I always wanted to have that comfort with my boyfriends. I always wanted to be like, you know, I see you and your friends are, you like, ragging on each other. Y'all are having a good time. Y'all are, you know, completely comfortable around each other. But in my relationships, it just seemed like I wasn't allowed to do that. It seemed like I was always supposed to be this other type of person, kind of like just like a wife, almost kind of like just like a housewife, like the husband, you know, like I guess these old-timey sitcoms or old-timey relationships. Old-timey, what the hell am I talking about? But just like how it was back, like when our grandparents or maybe their parents, our great-grandparents were dating. It was like the man did this, the woman did this, the man hung out with his friends and had like shits and giggles, and the lady hung out with her friends and had shits and giggles. But when a man and a woman came together, it was literally like, okay, dinner's on the table, okay, I just paid all the bills, and that was like it, unless they were like having sex. That's kind of how my relationships felt. And seeing that other people want the same thing, it like helps me feel like, for one, it's possible. And two, that I'm not crazy for wanting that. But you know what's funny? This is coming to bite me in the ass. Because my first relationship was in high school, of course. Well, maybe not, of course. But my first, I guess, gay relationship was in high school. And at the time, I didn't understand the concept of like your partner, your mate, your boyfriend, your girlfriend could be both. My first boyfriend at the time, I think I was like laughing and giggling on the phone, like with my best friend, and I was talking to my boyfriend on the phone, and my best friend was over, and we were like basically having a good time. And my boyfriend at the time was like, you know, I want that kind of relationship with that you have with your best friend. I want to be like your best friend too. And I was like, but you're my boyfriend. Like, you can't do that. And it really hurt his feelings. Like, it really hurt his feelings that I said that. And it's just kind of full circle that now at 30, I want that. But when I was 16, 17, I thought that that was just not a possibility. I thought that was just two different areas that, you know, a boyfriend couldn't be in a boyfriend role and be a best friend. He had to just be that. And you see how things kind of like come around. Now, dating or like having been in relationships, that's what I feel. I feel like I was just being kind of closed off into this only little area. The only role I could be was boyfriend. And now look at this. Now I want a best friend boyfriend. God damn it, karma. Jesus. This bitch be in it for the long haul. That's been almost 14 years. God damn. So it's just interesting to me. I'm very appreciative of all the responses that I got. Going into it, I didn't think I would get that many, but I actually got so many responses from friends and family members. Even some exes. Some of these responses, well, let me not say some, I'm not gonna act like a lot, but a few of these responses were from exes. So it's definitely interesting to see how exes view relationships, especially having been with them and have gone through certain situations with them. It's definitely like, so that's how you view things. I'm horrible, I know, but I just, you just have these thoughts and you're like, oh, well, that's not really, it's just interesting. Let me say that. Let me just stop and say it's interesting. So, I'm gonna be putting out another question soon, but I just wanted to go ahead and make this episode to get this out because I know I was supposed to have this episode out weeks ago, but shit. I feel like life be just happening to me. You ever feel like that? Like life just be happening just to you? Oof. But anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for, if you're listening and you gave a response, thank you so much for your response. Your response has really opened up my mind. Whether you say relationships are a scam, or if you say, focus on the financial, or if you said they can be a beautiful thing and it's about working together. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you guys, and thank you for your continued support from my podcast. So look out for the next episode, look out for the next question. Thanks and bye. Try out that note.